On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Lucy Hickmott.
Boris Johnson's meeting his cabinet this afternoon as he battles to get Parliament to agree his new Brexit deal. The vote's expected to come down to the tightest of margins tomorrow because the DUP and every opposition party plans to vote against him. That means the Prime Minister needs to persuade Labour rebels, ex-Tories and Brexiteers in his party to get on board. Former Government Minister Shailesh Vara hopes he can do it.
I have no doubt that the whips will be working overtime and the phones will really be ringing to colleagues who need a little bit more persuasion. The country is divided. It's been divided for 3 years. We need to now get this done, get Brexit over the line, and then, as a country, bring about that healing process.
Meantime, judges at the Court of Appeal have rejected a civil rights campaign group's bid for an urgent hearing of its case against Boris Johnson over Brexit. Liberty wanted to make sure the government acts within the law and ask for a delay if MPs reject the deal.
KMFM News.
A Tunbridge Wells man who stabbed his wife after making her lie on a bed with her face covered has been sent to prison for more than 13 years. Sean May was heard to be suffering from a personality disorder when he carried out the attack at their home on Station Road. The 34-year-old was found guilty of attempted murder. Five more men have been arrested over the racist behaviour which happened at England's Euro 2020 qualifier against Bulgaria. It takes the total number who've been detained to 16. Four supporters have already been banned from sporting events for the next 2 years and fined £440. A young teacher from Rochester has been speaking about the moment she suffered severe burns in an explosion in Cambodia. 22-year-old Zoe Eleftheriou was travelling back to a school in the country on a moped with a colleague when the fuel tank blast happened in August.
It was clear, so I looked, it was clear, so I was able to go for the first bit, but then it's like a crossroad the other side also. So as I was checking to make sure that that side was clear, it just exploded. So I could just hear this massive boom, and then like the flames just went all the way in front of us, and then I could just see them coming all the way back. I dropped the moto because I thought, this is petrol, this is going to explode. So I dropped it and I'm running up the road thinking that Abby was behind me, but I can just hear her screaming, I'm on fire, I'm on fire, and I turn around, she's rolling around on the road. I can't even see what I look like, but I can see that she hasn't got eyebrows, she hasn't got eyelashes. Almost the best way to explain it is like, you know like how her, like you have a face mask, like those peel off ones? It was like that. Her skin was not attached to her face.
Zoe was able to return to the UK last month and has undergone skin grafts. You can see more on that story in a special report on Kent Tonight on KMTV from 5:30.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A climate change protester from Kent is among four people due in court following major disruption on London's underground network yesterday. Activists climbed onto trains at Stratford, Canning Town and Shadwell during the morning rush hour. 32-year-old Marguerite Boss from Parish Road in Chartham has been charged along with three others who are 52, 77 and 83. A woman's told KMFM about the moment her bags were stolen while she was having an epileptic fit in Canterbury. Nicola Kennedy says while she was zoned out, someone took her £80 cabin bag containing clothes and an iPad.
Queuing up, waiting, ready to get on the bus. Everything seemed normal. And when looking up, the bus had pulled out, they'd gone. And when looking down, where's my case? Where's, you know, my shopping bag? Looking in the handbag in a panic, that's when I noticed, you know, I'd been mugged. Some scum has got that now.
The thief had also rummaged through her handbag and stolen her shopping. Police say they're investigating and looking through CCTV. You can hear more from Nicola at kentonline.co.uk. Just days after a whale died in the River Thames, another one's washed up at Gravesend. Hesse the humpback was hit by a ship and died last week. The body of another whale was being spotted at the town pier this morning and has been taken to Denton Wharf to be examined. And a shop in Margate has been taken off by police after getting struck by lightning. People living on North Down Road say they were woken up by what sounded like a bomb blast in the early hours of this morning. Roof tiles and bricks were dislodged from the phone hut store.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating expert.
Tennis and Andy Murray's aiming to reach his first ATP Tour semi-final for 2 years this evening. He faces world number 92 Marius Koppel in the quarterfinals of the European Open. Open.
Played him once before, and it was a very tough match for me in Washington last year when I was having a lot of problems with my hip at that stage. So he plays well on the surface, so he serves extremely well. So I'll need to return well.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.